ai.
America tonight. Fort Hood once again ground zero for a shooting. We're going to talk about that. The latest on the Malaysian flight, the mudslide, and a myriad of other things that we'll get to that have happened in and around this country, including a very big Supreme Court ruling. But first, four dead in a shooting at Fort Hood. That includes the gunman. It happened late in the afternoon. So what are you thinking when you hear this? I have to tell you, especially after Major Nadal Hassan, who was sentenced to death after his shooting spree in the name of jihad back in November of 2009. That's exactly where my mind went. This isn't the case, though. Specialist Ivan Lopez had serious mental problems coming back from serving overseas and was on the edge, as it was described. He was in the process of being, called a soldier with severe PTSD, from what I was told. He ultimately was engaged by the military police, but then he fatally shot himself once they had him cornered. And he was a soldier who served in Iraq. He had mental health, behavioral health issues, and they don't know a specific motive, however, yet for the shooting. Certainly no indication at all that it was related to terrorism, but they are careful to say they're not ruling anything out. It's clear that there was something going on with him. Initially, when the story first broke, what I heard was it was a soldier-on-soldier attack, so I was thinking that's what was happening, but it doesn't look like this was the case. So many people ended up being injured this time around, too. So the hospitals in the vicinity of Fort Hood were very chaotic. Lots of ambulances, lots of action, sadly. At one of the hospitals in Temple, Texas, they were treating eight patients, and more people were arriving as this unfolded after 4:30 in the afternoon. Three patients were in critical condition at one point. They were moved to a serious condition. Then you had some other patients that had to be taken to the Army Medical Center, Darnell Army Medical Center, it's called, not very far from the Medical Brigade Building where the shooting happened. And the suspect, the shooter, who I mentioned, who killed himself, Lopez, was wearing combat fatigues. He was armed with a .45 caliber Smith & Wesson handgun that he had recently picked up. And the next thing you know, he started opening fire. The first responders did everything they could. The medical staffs, obviously, as I said, it was chaotic. They were running around trying to save lives. And this is just another terrible, terrible tragedy in the name of mental illness and treating people who come back, it looks like anyway, and PTSD. They locked down the area pretty quickly. That part was good, as they had been through this drill before, sadly, at Fort Hood. And in and around the post, they did that. Because, you know, the town of Killeen, Texas, is just outside the gates. So people were there to try to help state troopers and whatnot, too. And they lifted the lockdown. It was after 4:30, and they lifted it at 9 o'clock Central Time. And now they're trying to sort out the details. So, I mean, just all too familiar as to what happened in Central Texas before on this incredible base that is so large. It's sprawling is the right word to use, I think, for it. It's 214 acres. There's two divisions there. The Army's 1st Cavalry and the 4th Infantry is there. There are also 12 other units attached or even based there. The post is one of the largest in the world, actually. 45,414 assigned soldiers, 8,900 civilian employees. So I think in people's minds, it seems like 2009 wasn't that long ago, and then to have this happen, just awful. Awful for the families to deal with it, and people were frantically trying to get a hold of people on the base, couldn't get them, and were petrified that they were one of the victims. The defense secretary, Chuck Hagel, says he's monitoring the situation. He says it's a terrible tragedy. Fort Hood, like I mentioned, they were on the ball. They locked things down. They announced it. They were pumping that information out all over the base. They sent out an official tweet immediately and hit up Facebook and asked that all personnel on the post, they call it shelter in place, shelter in place. And that's what people did as soon as they heard. But the soldier had mental health issues. Although this might have started, which is part of what's being discussed, it might have started as what initially was reported, a soldier-on-soldier attack. So 16 other people injured on the base. 16 other people. And the suspect, as I already mentioned, Specialist Ivan Lopez, dead of self-inflicted gunshot. A couple of things come to mind. I've talked about it a bunch already on America Tonight. One, I really believe this needs to be given serious thought about being able to carry weapons stateside on the base, because now that's not allowed. Perhaps somebody could have quickly gotten to him, and maybe as many people wouldn't have been injured or even killed. I think that needs to be a serious discussion. It's time to allow soldiers to carry arms stateside, on stateside posts. I mean, it's heartbreaking. The sense of being safe is snapped in half on these bases, certainly Fort Hood. You'd have to be looking over your shoulder. I know the incidents are separate and they're further apart, but still, that many people, that to happen twice is just awful. The other thing is, anybody who was hit, I think they have to just seriously discuss a Purple Heart. What do you think? If you had a son, a brother, a mother, somebody serving again and again, and they're on the base and then they get hit critically, they barely survive, should they get a Purple Heart? This was discussed before when Hassan opened fire and killed so many people. So this is a shooter who was under diagnosis for PTSD. We'll be talking about it along the way here on this version of America Tonight. Also coming up, GM CEO with the mea culpa and some suggestions, and the president on minimum wage. 855-266-5283. You can join the party. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Right now, you can't do that. That's part of the perils of political correctness, I would say, because if you've got a sidearm, you're using it overseas, why can't he carry it on a base in this specific situation? But others might look to the, well, geez, you know, this is a wide-open base, it's big, do you really want to have everybody carrying a weapon? Well, these are people that are trained to use the weapon, right? So perhaps somebody could have cut him down sooner, let's say. Let's put it that way. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE, if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Also at the top of the show, some other things that happened, like the grilling of the CEO of GM for their screw-ups with a faulty ignition switch. To clean that up, Mary Barra, who I think was, I don't know that she was necessarily stunned, but I think she was pummeled when she went to Congress, to one of the committees, to be grilled about why did GM knowingly allow cars with a part that cost 57 cents to continue to roll on the roads, which then led to the deaths of 13 people. There's a big lawsuit going on because they didn't change out the part, and it was it was in their files that, geez, we got a problem here. It just would be too expensive. And that's what it is. It's a 57-cent part that's at the center of this massive recall. So, bouncing back a day later, Barra has this to say about what they're going to find out and freeloaders and all that other sort of stuff. Take a listen.
If a person is not comfortable driving their Cobalt or one of these models, we are providing loaners free of charge. It took way too long for this to come to the attention and to do the recall. I cannot tell you why it took years for a safety defect to be announced in that program, but I can tell you we will find out.
Yeah, interesting here is the part number wasn't changed, so that prevented federal safety investigators and I guess even some GM employees from figuring out what caused the accidents. Accidents declined in newer cars, but investigators couldn't figure out why, since there didn't appear to be any change in how they were manufactured. But the faulty part was redesigned in 2006, but the part number was never changed. So typically, any time a car part is redesigned, they change the part number. Oh, my, oh, my. So the switch has led to a massive recall of 2.6 million General Motors cars. The new part number? Critics say that the lack of a new part number is the sign of a deliberate cover-up. Because the CEO the other day couldn't explain on Wednesday at a hearing why the part number wasn't changed, but said that it was completely unacceptable. She pledged that an internal investigation would determine what happened. We'll figure it out what happened. I mean, this whole recall is a nightmare for them now, because what if GM were to go bankrupt again? Would we bail them out? Do you think we should bail them out if that were to happen? And you see the part, and it is like a nothing burger. And what it is a spring in the part. And if you had too many keys, if you just had more than one key, the car key on your ring, that spring, if it was just hit the right way, would lead to the power brakes and the steering and that kind of stuff going out, which is crazy. So 13 people died as a result of that, directly tied to that 57-cent part. Speaking of dollars and cents, 10-10 minimum wage, that's the push from the president. He was touting it today when he was speaking, and he's going to do that throughout the rest of the week into the weekend, I believe. Take a listen.
It would lift millions of people out of poverty right away. It would help millions more work their way out of poverty right away. We believe in opportunity for everybody. More good jobs for everybody. More workers to fill those jobs. A world-class education for everybody. Hard work that pays off with wages you can live on and savings you can retire on and health care you can count on. That's what opportunity for all means.
That sounds good, but where's the money, right? And I don't think that minimum wage thing is going through anyway. Ned in Mississippi, 98.1. Hey, Ned, how you doing? Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm concerned about this Fort Hood shooting.
Yeah.
My son is in the National Guard. He works for Department of Defense at Camp Shelby here. And I'm sure you're aware of this, but a lot of people probably aren't. The Clinton administration are the ones that quit allowing soldiers to be armed on military facilities here.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, mass shootings don't happen in places where people are allowed to arm themselves. At least I've never heard of any. Be it a school or a military base or...
I agree with you. I agree with you. If I had a son at Camp Shelby, I'd be concerned. And I think they should be armed. They're trained in it. And listen, if you've got somebody, in this case, like this soldier, somebody would have been able to hit him sooner, get him down, whatever, and it probably would have prevented who knows how many people from being in the situation they are in now.
You know, there's a good chance it would never start to begin with.
Yeah.
Had he known, you know.
Yeah, hey, I'm not going to get away with this. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand the logic, the political correctness. Just, you know, it's way beyond me.
I agree. It's like the rules of engagement. I don't understand how we put people in these situations in Afghanistan, expect them to crawl through heinous places in Afghanistan where they got snipers trained on them, and the rules of engagement are so cockamamie that we're lucky that the numbers aren't even higher of the casualties over there.
Well, that's a fact.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's criminal is what it boils down to.
Yep. I agree. Say howdy to your son for us, and let's hope that he's safe and others on the base. But, Ned, you and I are really singing the same tune that, as Ned said, before you could have arms on a base, rather. And so now we've taken them away, but what has it led to? And really, you go back to 2009 and Major Nadal Hassan, and you know, I'm sorry, where he was and the people he was able to take out, he would have absolutely been taken down. Absolutely. Pretty quickly. In that procurement center, they would have been able to nail him immediately. Someone would have turned. And who knows if anybody would have been killed that day. 13 were, though. And way too many, dozens and dozens of people were injured. Some of them paralyzed. And once it happens, I mean, that's it. Then you're on your own. You're trying to rehab. You love your country. You have a reason for serving the country. And all because you were on the base at the wrong time, you end up in a very rough predicament. And then, you know, that's the other part of the story that often isn't talked about. What happens to the people who survived, but they have terrible injuries as a result of that? The answer is they should be able to carry arms. To me, that is the answer. If I worked on a base, if I worked on Fort Hood as a civilian, and I knew that on the base surrounding me, there were people that had their sidearms, I got to say, I would feel better. I would feel better. Maybe I wouldn't be looking in the rearview mirror as much, because I got to think people there who are already a little bit on edge are now pushed completely off the cliff. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible thing. Stay with us. Coming up next, we're going to the mailbag. If you want to throw in your two, you can. 855-266-5283.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations. Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Sadly, relate to the ridiculousness of the PC police and the effect it's having often on this nation. And front and center, look at Fort Hood. People who are there serving, or they're civilians, and they end up in the middle of the crossfire, essentially, because of somebody who is damaged after serving and is being classified, in the process of being classified, with PTSD. And it's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing, because it sure would have been great if somebody had been armed and they could have reacted. They could have made a move and made a difference there, but unfortunately, that didn't happen. You know, that didn't happen. And like I said, when you deal with the aftermath, those are the stories to me that are interesting and sad that you often don't hear. And in fact, we'll try to get some of those stories to you, personalizing it for you. I mean, a number is a number. 16 injured. Well, what does that mean? Some of them were critically injured, and now they've been moved to, they've been upgraded to serious. But what does that mean? What are they going to live with? What are they going to live with? It's terrible. He's being treated. He served in Iraq. He had depression, had anxiety. 34-year-old Ivan Lopez. So four dead, which would include himself, and then all those others injured. And just another reminder of how close this is. Another shooting, different circumstance, at Fort Hood. As I said, coming up here, we're going to climb into the mailbag. But before we do that, let's go to Ed, listening to us in Alabama, 1550. Ed, thanks for calling the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Kate? Really enjoy your show a lot. Occasionally at night, I get up and just turn it on and catch up with you. But people have really seen that, you know, this administration, that administration has changed some things. We're looking at a soldier, a sailor today that really hasn't had a lot of combat training. That is, when I went into the military, all of my trainers were Vietnam veterans, basically, most of all of them. When I say most of all of them, all these guys had some type of combat. They could put their hands on you. They could train you hard. They could push you hard. They could push you to the limit. When my brother went to Marine Corps boot camp, he was writing back about how a kid got drowned because the training was so strenuous. You know, you got a 100-pound ruck on your back going across water that's over your head. You have to learn a certain thing. But what I'm saying is that there are so many gaps in our training. I pulled up my ship on the internet one day and I saw rust spots on the Monterey. I almost cried. Rust spots on my baby CG-61.
Oh
my God! I'm like, what was going on? And no one was in the picture. Where is anybody outside working on the side? Where is anyone painting? What are we doing with our military? We need to get back to the basics. Because the military is not a job for 9 to 5. It is a very strenuous career, period.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ed. My husband was on an aircraft carrier, and he was 9 months out to sea chasing Saddam Hussein, and it was work. He said 14, 15 hours, nobody was complaining.
You better not.
Yeah, it's different.
Not on my ship.
Yep. Yep, he'd say the same thing. I'm glad you called. There's a big difference, and you're right, and thanks for sharing that with us. Glad you're listening when you get up. Real combat difference, Ed's right, versus now what we're seeing. I've said this before. I mean, hats off, and thank you for serving. So many of you that have served told us your stories, so many that are still serving. I can't tell you the amount of respect I have for people in the military. People around me have served, as I mentioned, you know, my husband did, and almost every, I think, male in my my family has either been on a ship or they've been in a different capacity in the military, and also some females, too, as well. So I understand that. I understand what it takes. I understand going through basic and what's that used to be like, and I guess now what it's like for so many. And it is different. The military is different through the ages. And this is from somebody, you know, Ed served. This is from my point of view, just in all the stories I've observed and absorbed over the years. But I'll tell you, the one thing I think that is so crucial is to listen and watch and see what's happening from the different divisions to looking at the different branches of the military. I mean, it just seems to me like there's just too much battering, too, of the people where, we're going to have to make cuts and thank you for serving and thank you for serving again and again and again in Afghanistan when we really needed you for our voluntary military operation. But, geez, when you come back, we're making all these cuts. So, unfortunately, your position is cut out. And we'll do the best we can, but We had to make really some really tough budgetary moves. And you see this, while China is amping up to have this incredible military, they might be still a far cry from what we have, but you know what they say, be careful as things get closer. And they're getting closer. They're getting closer. And in this situation in Fort Hood, it does also bring up the necessaryness of being able to admit when you have a problem, being able to come up with whatever means possible that the military has in its capacity to deal with PTSDs. It's such a prevalent problem. And to be able to find these groups, as I said, from what I could, from what I can understand and from what I've heard from several people, is yes, there's treatment, but the treatment, the problem is the treatment is sporadic in many cases, and they're not, a lot of these, the outreaches to groups, you need different peer groups that match up. So that you have younger guys that are coming back and they're all dealing with the same thing in their 30s, in their late 20s, where they can completely relate to what they saw, to what happened, to losing a limb, to whatever, to coming back to a rough situation, to not finding a job. And unfortunately, it's just one big mixed pot. And usually the times that some of the stuff is offered isn't compatible with somebody who's also trying to find a job. So I think that needs to be worked on. And the arming on a military base as it used to be, I have to say, absolutely. I'll say it again. If I were a civilian, and there are so many, I mentioned the numbers, at Fort Hood, me personally, Kate Delaney, if I'm working on that base, what would make me breathe easier, to be honest, especially because this is now two different situations, but two, I would feel better if I knew there are people with sidearms around me. I would breathe easier and feel better if I knew that was happening. I can't imagine in any sense, even if it's not even on a military base, what it's like to be in a situation where you hear the pop sound of bullets and people are suddenly running and screaming and ducking for cover or trying to figure out what to do, whether it's on a campus, whether it's in a mall, whether it's in an airport, wherever it is. In a school, and now on a military base, as we've seen this happen, I can't imagine what that's like. What do you do? And how do you prevent that, or how do you have a better shot at it? Nothing is 100%, right? We know that, right? Nothing is 100%. You could be a great driver, but somebody could still smash into you and kill you in your car. If I'm on a base and I have another chance at making it closer to 100%, that I'm going to be okay if somebody flips out, if somebody goes crazy because of what's going on with them and their mental health and what they're seeing, or you have a Hassan-like event, I feel better that someone's going to be able to have my back because I'm the civilian. They're not going to let me do it, but somebody around me has that capability. And I know that. And I know that I have a chance that it's going to be all right because of that. And I think in these two cases, you wouldn't have had the loss of life that you had. Certainly not all the injuries anyway, for sure. Any thoughts, you know what to do. You can always send them to me, americatonight.net. We're pushing the mailbag. That's coming up next.
Don't Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Once again to America Tonight. You know, the best way to get in touch with us, if you're a third shifter, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're not, you're catching bits and pieces, or you can always download America Tonight, by the way, if you go to gcnlive.com, gcnlive.com. And even if you check in at americatonight.net, the show's constantly streaming, so you may pick up some of the things that you missed. And a lot of you do that, because I'll end up getting some emails from many of you. So without further ado, quickly let's head to the mailroom and check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Big Bob. We've got a couple of people named Bob that email the show. And Big Bob says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. Terrible what's happened at Fort Hood. At first when I heard the news, I thought, oh no, here we go, another Hassan. Then I heard it was a soldier-on-soldier thing, so I thought there was some kind of dispute. Then I heard more people were injured. I heard about the lockdown and that a couple people were dead. Sadly, this is a mental health issue, and Lopez was being treated. From what I understand, that's his name. He served in Iraq. He had depression. He had anxiety. This is epidemic in the military, and I agree with you. They can't do enough to help the people in this condition. I mean, for goodness sake, what happens to the soldiers when they come back is so critical to the success of the family unit, to the success of military outfits themselves, and it's too late for all of that. So not only do all those people have shattered lives, but we also have a situation where this man's own family finds itself without a husband, without a father, and asking the question you never want to try to answer, and that is why? Why did this happen? If somebody had been armed, I'll also say this, it's been talked about before, I think it would be a much different outcome. Perhaps there would be more survivors, and instead we're talking about too much loss of life and too many people injured because of what happened. Thanks, and thanks for the good work on America Tonight. Well, thanks for that note. So, yes, we've been talking about that. I imagine that a lot of people were starting to hear that story as they were making their way home or they were waking up. Of course, that depends on your schedule, as we say. And it's sad. And actually, the name of the shooter, Ivan Lopez, didn't come out until later at night, in fact, when we first kicked off the show. But all the other details certainly were coming out. All right, here's another one. This one from Richard. Richard says, Kate, they locked it down pretty quickly. That's the good news, Fort Hood. Unfortunately, all too weary, I think, of these shootings. Yes, they were years apart in different circumstances. However, just as tragic, it's frightening what's happening in military bases. Remember, the Navy Yard shooting was so awful. And so here we go again. And you can imagine somebody's got pictures somewhere and we'll see them or some video. And he'll be in his fatigues and he'll have his gun pointed and he'll be shooting at people. I think it's terrible. What can we do? I think what we can do in this situation, like I said, you're talking about a mental health issue, is help the people that come back as much as possible. There is no wide net we can cast that will stop all of it, but perhaps there is better treatments. Perhaps there is other ways to exacerbate it fast, you know, make it happen quickly, and look at all the options. It still doesn't mean that won't happen again, but maybe we'll have a better chance of preventing it. Maybe somebody could have gotten to him and stopped him. Certainly, if they had been armed, they would have been able to do that. But that isn't the case because this isn't what we allow any longer at our bases. And I think that's the real tragedy in this one, because in my mind, and I can't say this is for sure, but in my mind, I believe it would have been stopped. I think it would have been stopped. All right, here's another one. This one from Sharon, and she says, America Tonight, my question is Chris Christie. Is Chris Christie someone who's really being considered as a front runner in 2016 for the Republican nomination, or did all the rumors and innuendo and everything else cut him out of that possibility? Well, that's a question that we don't know right now. On the bench, Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, seems to be pretty hot. That's now. Does it stay that way? Or is it, does somebody else jump in front? We're still too far away from the nominating process. Chris Christie would still be considered on the list. He was invited to speak at CPAC, so he wasn't last time around. But I don't think he gets it. Maybe they think of him on the undercard, but I don't see him as the nominee. Right now, today, it would be Ted Cruz. Jeb Bush is considering. So he would have to be considered on the list. There's a whole bunch of people that would make that list and who ultimately gets picked. You know, Newt Gingrich said that 2016 is shaping up already to be a mess. We'll have to have Newt on the show. Newt is good unplugged now because, you know, he's on the other side of this thing. We've talked to him before. And he says it's he thinks it's going to be the presidential election is going to be nasty. And mostly he was talking about campaign finance decision, that it didn't really go far enough and that that was going to mess things up and it was going to be convoluted. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Sam I Am across the border. Kate, I've been trying to email you as much as possible. I've been listening to the show, just so you know. I download it every single day because I have crazy work hours now. But I look at what happened with the Supreme Court and I just shake my head. Here's what I don't understand. I don't necessarily even have a problem with people donating XYZ amount of money to whatever candidates they want. But we should be able to know pretty openly who they are. Show us who it is. Wouldn't it be better if it was a much more open process anyway? Yeah, if it was a much more open process, but it's not that way. So that's the thing. It's not that way. And it's not going to be a more open process. So I think there's going to be some confusion about it. And you line up politically, either to the left or the right of this issue, there's really not any sort of in-between. Here's one from Joe, who says, Kate, I've been having a chance lately because my schedule has changed to listen to the show more like I used to. You make me laugh out loud sometimes, and sometimes you make me just shake my head. The stuff with GM is so sad. The reason it's so sad is because they don't have the parts numbers correct. It's a 57-cent part. Why didn't they just take care of it instead of the mess that they're in now? Who knows what this leads to for the company? Who knows how infuriated the families of all those people that were killed are? I would have to think they have a pretty good lawsuit. You seem to be up on your legal issues. Don't you think that they have a good chance to win a suit against GM? Absolutely, I think they have a good chance. Because the company admitted in their files, in their, we'll call it paperwork, that they thought it was too expensive to repair the part. So any lawyer right there has the evidence. Look, your own people said this years ago, so you didn't do it. And it turns out it was 57 cents. Now they're giving people loaner cars, and so many people fall into that recall movement. It's going to cost them a fortune to go through the recall. Ridiculous. Any thoughts on the show or you want to share anything with us? You know what to do, what we just did there. Go to the website, americatonight.net, click on contact, and let it fly.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.